You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, our brother, our friend that's sticking closer than our brother, our big brother, by the way. Amen. I'm very excited about the message today. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to allow the deliverance, the healing, his wisdom to manifest in your life, and to, by your faith, receive his forgiveness. Amen. And his cleansing from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Let's just run really quick and just love on our Father, Heavenly Father today. He's worthy to be praised. You know, it's interesting that the Lord, you know, he says, give them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, and the Lord taught me, he says, when you praise me, it's soothing to my ears. He says, I hear the outcry of my people being killed, murdered, all type of things. He says, and I can't inhabit that, but I can inhabit the praises of my people. Amen. So, Father, we take our time to thank you. Thank you for the minute blessings that you've given us. We got eyes to see. We're alive today. We thank you that our hands, we have the activity of our hands, our limbs, Father, our organs are functioning perfectly in the way that you created them to function. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for shelter and food and clean water. We thank you for the little minute things that we take for granted. We thank you, Father, that we even have access through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to your holy throne. As you say, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may receive help in such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word is all powerful. Is forever settled in heaven. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your holiness and your honesty. You said in your word that just like the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth and don't return back, that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You said, so shall my word be that leaves my mouth, that it will not come back to me void. It will accomplish that in which I sent it and prosper in that thing in which I please. Lord, I thank you that you're ordering our steps according to your words. You said a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Father, we thank you that we trust in you, Lord, with all our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you lead and direct our paths. We thank you for that. We thank you that you're working everything after the counsel of your might. We also thank you in the name of Jesus Christ that you work together all things together for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Nothing is too hard for you. Healing is by faith. Everything that you give us in the kingdom of the Almighty God is by faith. Satan works by circumstance. Jesus works by faith. We thank you, Lord. And you said faith comes by hearing and hearing, understanding the word of God. And so we thank you, Lord, that our faith is being built as your word go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand up on your word today and we come in agreement with your word. We're not divided against your word. We come in agreement with your word and with everything you've done for us. When you said it was finished, it was finished. So we come in agreement with Isaiah 53, verse 5. It says, you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your holy stripes we are healed. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you, hallelujah, that the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but is given to him who endure. We thank you for your enduring and enduring power, for you are long-suffering, God. And so we thank you. And Lord, we give you praise. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, let your power go through the airwaves in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the powers of darkness, the operations, communications, manifestations, transformation, travelizations, and I'm sorry, and travelizations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, we reverse every curse word spell, voodoo spell, ritual spells in the name of Jesus Christ with the power of God in the spiritual realm all the way into the underworld in the name of Jesus to those who will grab that with their faith. In Jesus' name, let healing and deliverance begin to take forth in people's lives, whether they're in prison, the hospitals, whether they're in their cars, wherever they are, and they're up under the sound of my voice. The power of the living God by his Holy Spirit is delivering you today, is liberating you today. For the scripture tells us that the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. Father, I'm so glad that the spirit of the living God is upon me, because you anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of those that are blind. Lord, you get glory today. Be glorified in the heavens of heavens in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I'm very excited about the message today. I want to talk to you on the message of it's time to stand together with Christ, in Christ, and for God, and for Christ. You know how we say, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord and everything that is in it. It's time for us as believers in the body of Christ to stop that. We can't be divided. The Lord gave me this message on how we can come together as one. And we're going to start right there in Genesis chapter 11 at chapter 2 at verse 11. It says that the people there was all of one language, and that they had purposed in their heart at verse 11. And it says they purposed in their heart to build a city which stares all the way up into the heavens. And it says that the Lord came and looked indeed and said, hey, he looked to see what they were doing. And he says, indeed, these people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they begin to do. And now nothing that they do will be withheld from them. Why? Because they were on one accord. They all spoke the same language. That's all they knew. All they knew is that they came together. They spoke the same language. They had the same idea, the same mindset. They wanted the same thing, and they was able to build. That's what they were building on the Tower of Babel. They was building it, and the Lord says, No. In chapter 11, he says, no, we can't allow that. He says, okay, so what did he do? He changed their language. And once he did that, it divided them. They each had different language. They couldn't understand. It was no longer on the same accord. They couldn't build their stairs, their city that they wanted to make a name for themselves. And the Lord is saying, this is what's happening now in the body of Christ. Not that he is turning our language away. No, he's saying he's gathering us together, and he wants us to come together on one accord for Christ, in Christ. Amen. We got to stand with Christ. Glory be to God. We can't be divided. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, it says, Jesus is speaking. He says, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house that is divided against itself will not stand. The Lord is saying, in order for my people to stand in this dispensation of time, they have to come together. You know how we say the corporate anointing, meaning when you go to church, it's a corporate anointing. You know, you have your own anointing, but when everybody come together, it's a corporate anointing. You know, it's like when Peter was in jail and the people, the saints, got together on one accord praying for Peter and interceding, fasting for Peter. And the angel of the living God, the Lord, sent his own angel into the jailhouse to get Peter out of jail. Glory be to God. And then when Peter showed up at that house, they thought it was just a spirit, but it was Peter, the angel, because of the prayer, because of being on one accord, saying the same thing, saying, speaking what God says, reading the word for ourselves, coming in prayer and agreement, fasting together, and want the same God to do the same thing. I think that goes right with Matthew chapter 18, where it says, if any two touch and agree concerning anything on this earth and they ask the Lord, it says it will be done for them. Glory be to God. And what about Mark chapter 9? You know, we have all this division, you know, like if you see this person over here, preacher, do you see that person over there? Because they're not part of your section, because, you know, there's different administration, different operations of the same Holy Spirit, by the way, and you feel like, oh no, they're not a part of us, so they don't know Jesus, and so let's go here for a minute. In Mark chapter 9, verse 38-39, it says, now John answered Jesus, saying, teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name. We forbid him because he does not follow us. At verse 39, but Jesus said, do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name cannot soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. Jesus was saying, listen, don't go telling him not to cast demons out in my name because he don't follow you. He's doing what? Using my name, he's casting out demons. He won't be able to speak evil of me, you know, and he's not against us because that person wants to see the deliverance for my people. And we have that today in the body of Christ because we don't look alike, we don't sound alike, or because we don't do things the same way. That doesn't mean that we don't believe Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. It's the Son of God. That doesn't mean that we just because I'm casting out demons over here, or I'm praying for the sick over here, or I have this ministry over here, or that Jesus is saying away with the deliverance. If my people, which are called by my name, would turn from their wicked ways, pray, seek my face, he says, you know what? I would not only forgive them, I'll heal the land. Jesus is saying we need to come together. We need to come. The same in the families and in the marriages. I like to call them ancient aunties, that same drama moving down in the families, just dividing, speaking and saying that Jesus is saying away with the division, because that's what the enemy do. That's one of his tools. He used deliverance in the body of Christ. He used deliverance. Who's the weakest link? Who is the weakest link in the marriage? Who is the weakest link in the family? Who's not in the kingdom? Who's not confessing Jesus? Or if they're confessing Jesus, why is they playing over here in my kingdom? So here the division starts. And once the division starts, he understands you can't stand. The ministry is not going to stand. Your business is not going to stand. Your marriage is not going to stand. Except they repent. Even the devil knows this. Satan himself knows this. If the people repent and come out of pride, then they'll be able to destroy me. I'm already destroyed. They just don't know it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's already destroyed, but we don't understand that because we're too busy with a foot here and a foot there fighting each other, bickering at each other, you know, slandering each other and doing all these things. And Jesus is saying, it's time for my people to repent of the division. I want to tell you one thing that's very interesting about division. Back in 2006, when at that time, we opened our first church, it was very interesting that a lot of people would go to the staff and say, can your pastor pray for me? Can she call me? Can she do this? And the Lord says, don't do that. He says, respect your other brothers and sisters that are leaders. If they are a part of a church. So I had to tell my staff, I said, I told the congregation, if they are a part of a ministry, I don't need to say nothing to them. They have a leader. If they do not have a leader, and they are lost out there, we going after them. But if they already have a leader, when we open the ministry, one of the things I said to the Lord, I do not want to divide because you're not a God of division. You need to give me an empty building. He gave us an empty building. And we started from the bottom up. And so therefore, those who are, if you in a church and you are there, you said, this is your pastor. But then you run over here in January and February, about the time of the tax season, is when all the false prophets and stuff is going to show up in town and show up to get your money. And you go over there and you're sowing big seed to them, but you're not doing it over here. Or you're not working in your ministry over here, but you outside over here trying to help a ministry secretly. That's out of order. The Lord ain't answering nothing. Nothing's going to be done because he's saying there is spiritual order that manifests itself in the natural order. Uh-oh. I'm very excited about this message today. I dropped something. Excuse me. But I'm very excited about this message because the Lord is saying it's too much division. You know, mothers of old used to be on one accord. Now they bickering and fighting. They need deliverance. You know, you just walk into church, you can spot the mothers. Yeah, because the mothers full of love and kindness. Now they're sitting over there and they need deliverance. They need to be revived. That's what revival is for. Revival is for the believer, actually. To revive us. What did Peter say? I think it's in Acts chapter 3 when Peter said, repent, be converted, that you may receive times of refreshing from the Lord. That's what revival is for. The Lord is calling his people to a place of repentance, leaders to a place of repentance, of walking in division, spreading division, and causing division within the kingdom of the Almighty God. My time is up. God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for another day, and may his healing virtue and delivering power, his Holy Spirit, overtake you for the rest of this week. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. Cause I'm tired of you and my family. And I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own.